This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And good old Mike Cernovich riding the shotgun with us for another half hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Vicious and Ryan and Jeff and Montoya and Joe and others. One of them wants to talk about Amelia Earhart. Yeah, I saw the photo last week of her with a bunch of Japanese. Looks like her. Before World War II, getting grabbed and taken off by the Japanese. That really happened. Who knows? But it's okay to ask questions. Us having our own opinions is not a conspiracy theory. It's simply speculating and having discernment or discrimination. Like you discriminate who makes a better hot dog, who makes a better hamburger, or who makes better clothes. That's from the History Channel, though, folks. And, you know, you never know with the History Channel, because they were the ones that said George Washington on the 4th of July fought at the Battle of Gettysburg. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Vicious in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Mike Cernovich. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Alex. I got two vicious riddles for you. They're rhetorical riddles, though. The second one's a little bit more vicious. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, first one. What does Caesar and Hillary Clinton have in common?
Both of them have epileptic seizures.
Correct. You got that one right. And what Hillary Clinton saw in her mind's eye on September 11th should definitely be public knowledge. Second one is here. What does Lois Lerner, Obamacare, Obama, Fannie and Freddie Mac have in common?
That's a good question. Cernovich, can you get that one?
No, that's a tricky one.
You ready?
Yes.
They all prosecute Tea Partiers, conservatives.
That's right. Great points. You know, Cernovich talked about this jokingly halfway at dinner with myself and Paul Watson, but it's almost true. We knew from the Secret Service she was falling down roughly every 45 minutes. They said, watch your black ambulance. A week before, Millie Weaver and Gavin caught her for an hour with medical folks running in armored suits with stretchers. I mean, she was really bad then. And then a week later on September 11th, she collapsed. It's like we willed her to manifest the truth in front of the cameras. And then the media would edit it once she fell and said that we made it up. But again, that showed their arrogance that they believe they're in control. Mike Cernovich, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, so that was actually a funny dinner. That was where, you know, Alex and I had an intervention on, you know, Paul the Great. And we go, you are a sex icon. You are the Beatles. You are Bieber. You are the...
I mean, he's better than Bieber, but we weren't young.
Yeah, we were the idea, though, is that he's a big icon. He's a pop culture icon. And he needs to own it. But, yeah, I said that we had, in a way, like, willed it into existence. And then Alex goes, wait. That's not the Aleister Crowley stuff. And I go, no, I'm not saying that, Alex. But unconsciously, by talking about it all the time collectively, that rattles her people. And then her people attend to her more. And then her people freak out more. And then you force
And then it makes her think about how she's having the seizures and makes her nervous and makes them give her more drugs so she does it more. And then it makes more people videotape her and stake her out to catch it. That's all the Secret Service said is they said, just follow her around. We don't know exactly what it is, but the word is she's got a brain tumor.
Right. It's like if I tell you, quit worrying about it. Quit worrying. You're going to worry about it more. You're going to be like, oh, well, I didn't think about that. Oh, so that's all we did is, Hillary's sick. Hillary has a stool. We made her remove that resting stool she had, right? Everything we did, so her people now are like, oh, my God, don't have a seizure.
And then notice, too, the Democrats everywhere would try to cover up everything that was going up with her. Even at events, they'd cover everybody else's cameras. The citizens, they were all in on the conspiracy. And then she fell down at 9/11 at the memorial. Fell on her fat war criminal ass.
Well, and there are her, and she has the anti-seizure glasses because the CFR is trying to go. The whole thing with Hillary's health is that I moved past it, but the globalists and the CFR are going, you spread rumors about her having Parkinson's. In that picture on the screen, she's wearing the Zeiss.
The classic prescription ones. Yeah, it's crazy.
And again, oh, please, mainstream media, don't say I'm bad and evil to the public that hates you. Please don't knight me, supreme leader, against you. Please don't empower us. Oh, no, please, no.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is epic.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while with it, you probably read it. It was a Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's Drudge swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the raft. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew or the reporters were pet petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Thank you. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Mike Cernovich tried to shotgun with us. We're about to go to Ryan, Jeff, Montoya, Joe, Mike, and others. But I covered this last hour, but I want to bring this back up with Cernovich, and we should probably search engine this. I forgot to tell you during the break. Search engine WikiLeaks. Soros wants UN-controlled web to censor opposition, push his Open Society news. That's basically the headline from last year. But you read this, you see this, that's what they're calling for. They've got the EU going after Google and Facebook with huge fines, saying they didn't get rid of enough racism, and then using antitrust against them, when clearly they are somewhat of oligopolies, because all the old money, Bezos, Slim, Buffett, and others, they're jealous of Google and Facebook. There's an internal power struggle, and now they've gone to Congress asking for Google to basically be broken up, or they're asking for Google to force-feed their news and their advertising and share money with them. People have a right to go to Bing. They have a right to go to Dogpile. They have a right to go to hundreds of other search engines. They go to Google because it's the biggest, and it's got its problems, and it does a lot of bad things. I've got to say, though, Google isn't as evil as Facebook or as Apple or as Bezos and Amazon. I mean, Amazon is funding anti-gun, open borders, anti-free speech garbage. Bezos is the worst. He won't even use his $87 billion. He got $600 million in January of this year from the CIA to run a tax on the president. And Trump hadn't gone after him because he knows the optics. It would sound like he's going after the press. The Washington Post is not the press. So here's the deal. Cernovich broke this months ago. They're already trying to shut us down. They're already trying to delist InfoWars. When you spread InfoWars links, when you spread our videos, when you spread our articles, when you aggressively do it on Facebook, Twitter, in person, on your email, telling your coworkers, your boss, your wife, your husband, your neighbors, your church, this is a fight for the future, and InfoWars is under the most attack. They're trying to intimidate people so they won't support us, so they won't link to us, so they won't promote us, when it's a badge of honor to be attacked by MSM. It's a badge of honor. InfoWars is so credible. That's why they run all these stories lying about us and what we stand for. Going back to Mike Cernovich, Mike, I want you to stay with us if you can. If you got to leave, I understand, but I want to go to phone calls. But tell us about films. Films are an amazing way to get the truth out. I've reached hundreds and hundreds of millions of people with my films. You've been helping with Kickstarter programs take films from obscurity like Red Pill and help push them to the top. How do folks get involved supporting the new film project, Hoaxed?
Well, we have some breaking news right now. The globalist deep state hit piece on me is being officially launched. Three people wrote this article for Foreign Policy. They're now calling me an internet harasser. But within the article, they admit, here, I'll quote.
Now, let's explain that Foreign Policy is the Washington Post version of Foreign Affairs. It's where they put out the calls for coups against the president, so they call for deep state control. It's where they actually give orders to their own operatives, just like in the old days, Russian spies would put code words in newspapers. This is admitted. They're the folks that wrote the article 3 years ago when CIA was legalized to engage in deception domestically. They put that out so that foreign service folks should know they're now going to target America with their disinformation. So this is actual rogue CIA targeting myself, you, and others. Tell folks about the article. Let's put it out.
Yeah, so this article I just sent to the great team is they attack me and they call me fake news. But they said, and I quote, "My reports include details that only someone on the inside could know. For example, my tweets about Sarah Miller were so specific that they documented meetings and lunches The NSC staffer had the certain people. That is how good my sources are.
And they're right pissed because you're talking to people at the White House and they know I am too.
That's how good they are. They're like, I know where they're having lunch. I know where people are eating lunch. I'm watching you deep state.
That's right. You people think you're going to open our borders and bring in Islamists and teach five-year-olds how to be, you know, raped by pedophiles, and then we're going to go into your world government without a fight? You want to fight? You better believe you got one. Let me see your war face, Cernovich. Let me see your war face. Ah, yeah. Let them know. Come on with me. Ah, yeah.
That is how I know where they're having lunch. I know their mistresses. I know their drug dealers. I know their prostitutes.
And we're just waiting. And you've got all your kill switches ready, all your dead man switches. So do I. We have everything. Ah, yes.
They think that's the thing. They think they're spying on us. My tweet, so specific. I know about the lunch meeting
and all the stuff they've done to me and you. We just love it. It just makes it more delicious, doesn't it?
Well, it feels great because they don't go after nobodies. They sent three people. Deep State sent three people.
Let's put the article on screen. This is from the CIA, liberal deep state, rogue government is what foreign affairs admittedly is. They're the ones calling for coup d'etats. Everything else, they're the ones calling for the CIA to lie to the American people. You can pull it up 3 years ago when they celebrated that propaganda now legalized inside the U.S. Trump's trolls are waging war on American civil servants. Alt-right bloggers are slinging out government employees, singling out deemed hostile to the president's agenda. That's right. We're pointing out all your moles that are actual Soros operatives on paper, admittedly confirmed, or working for the Islamicists. You better bet your butt we're coming after you. Go ahead, Cernovich.
Yeah, that's the whole point. The deep state now is, first they go, oh, you and Alex Jones, you're fake news. Everything you say is wrong. Now they're saying, wait a minute, Cernovich knows where they're eating lunch. Maybe I have them bugged. Maybe I have things, who knows what I know? Because all the people know is everything that I say comes true a long time. And I said this before, and I play dirty too. I know about the drug dealers and the sugar babies and everything. And if these people come after me, I have this with my lawyer in a trust account. And if anything ever happens to me, I've told them. I said, if you think I play dirty now, if anything happens to me or my family, I will release the mother load of all of you doing drugs, cheating on your wives, the heroin, everything. So how
the ecstasy, all of it. And let's expand on that. We didn't draw first blood. We don't want to run these people over. They're not giving us quarter. So now we've got up off the bench. We're beating the living snot out of them politically. And so they're hoping for violence now and a civil war. Man, if they really make us get up off the bench, they're going to really get their asses handed to them.
Well, yeah, because I didn't even do politics 2 years ago. I hated it. I just wanted to do guerrilla mindset all day, right? I didn't want to do political stuff, but that is how bad they've made it that they brought people like me into the fold.
Well, I mean, talk about it. They tried to run you out, and that's what they did to me. And you know, they try to destroy us, it makes us stronger.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they have to learn is that they're attacking me. My whole business is based on mindset and success and remaining positive when people attack you and overcoming adversity. And they think their little hit articles or their threats or everything are gonna intimidate, you know, me. That's what they think they're gonna do. But what they're realizing now, I know so much more than I've ever, you and I have talked privately about what we really know, you know, is like a safety valve and everything. So you have that info too if anything happens to me. And a lot of people don't realize that. You'll just release it all if anything happens. So they better hope for debate. If they want to debate me, we'll debate them. But if they ever play dirty and cross that line like that happens to Michael Hastings, I'm not going to go out like that for sure.
Yeah, we're not going to go out running, you know, with the documents and the car blows up. Look, we've already dropped so many payloads on them. They know it'll turn us into martyrs. That's why they want to kill us politically. And part of this demonization, you know, is them seeing if they can get the public to turn on us, then they'll kill us. But that's, I mean, big deal. We're in a war. I mean, they're cowards. They're afraid. They don't understand we really aren't afraid, Mike. They don't get it.
Well, they don't understand what it's like that we view ourselves as soldiers and, you know, warriors. We're the modern day flanks keeping America from being completely crushed and collapsed like Europe. And we have daughters.
And we're tasting victory.
Right. We have children. How can we not fight? What will happen to our daughters and the sex slavery that we allow the Clintons and the Haitians and the Saudi Arabians and everybody to do, what's going to happen?
That's right. This is the West that Atlantic Monthly and Foreign Affairs and Public Affairs brag is going to fall. They're the anti-white, anti-Christian, that they say it, and they're white people that want to conquer it just as a pissing contest because they didn't build America. And they're trying to turn them, you know, the minorities into scum like them. It's not really working. So it's an incredible time. I promise. We're going to Montoya, Joe, Jeff, Ryan, then Mike, all of you, bam, 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 with Mike Cernovich straight ahead, but that big breaking news came in. Wow. Now, there they are admitting it. Now they're not calling us fake news. Now they're panicking. Now they're in fear. And look at what happened to Megyn Kelly.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
All
right, we're going right to your phone calls. I just want to make a point here.
And the stock market.
I don't claim to be the toughest, meanest guy around, but the best thing ever happened to me growing up in Dallas was it was kind of like the end of the 50s type stuff. It was in the 70s and 80s, but it was like the end of that kind of culture was that my parents were really nice folks, but they let people beat me up. And I guess they thought it was more like old-fashioned. I know it was like gang members 4 or 5 years older than me. And it just was the best activation of my genetics and my genes to be aggressive and enjoy fighting. That means politically, whatever, not make me a victim to really get hurt bad. I mean, quite a lot. I mean, I've had concussions repeatedly where I was in the hospital, broken bones, you name it. And it just changed me completely. The stressors of it. And the modern people are so wimpy. They don't even ride bikes outside. They don't wrestle. They don't do sports. And so many millennials and Generation Zs have never experienced any of that. So they just buy into all the propaganda. But even as they become violent against Trump and us, they're kind of finding their humanity again at kind of the base level of resistance. And so as they try to kill us, they may even find themselves and leave the domestication. But the reason Cernovich and I get so excited about this is we're not hyping here. We're defeating the globalists together. That means you. The world is waking up. Trump's got like 65% approval ratings in the real polls. They admit they're oversampling 15 points in Gallup, and he's hit 50. We're having devastating victory, and it's super exciting. It's super dangerous. But when they come after you and your family, when they try to destroy you, when you're put to the ringer and then you have victory, yeah, the dopamine flows. It's what it's all about. And believing in victory and not being a globalist that wants to make other people weak so you feel big, it's the opposite of that. And so it's the animating contest of liberty is what Jefferson talked about. He said it made him high. He couldn't stop it. It's why he went and was part of the French Revolution after ours, but then he found out that was a bad version and came back. So, again, don't thank us. It's an honor. It's like Cernovich says, Mike, this isn't work, is it? Then we're going to Montoya and Jeff and Ryan and Joe. I'm going to everybody. Go ahead.
No, I mean, this is the greatest job in the world, even with all the death threats and harassment and bomb threats and all the attacks we get. That's how I know people at CNN, like Brian Stelter, know that they're vacant and hollow. Because I'm getting attacked, and I'm like, I love it. This proves that I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I want in the ring.
Attack me.
You want in the game.
I'll watch the language. But, yeah, welcome to the jungle. This is the way it works. People are fighting you. People at your throats. It's a fight for Western civilization. You got to deal with it. So that's how I know they don't.
We're so
it.
Blessed compared to our forebears that had to drag cannons 50 miles through the snow with no shoes, with a trail of blood behind them from Ticonderoga. We have it easy compared to folks that had to fight before. We just got to be able to stand up to zombies. Let's go to.
Well, I mean, we even have it easy compared to, like, if you ever read the book Sapiens, the story of humanity, we have it easy. These people cry about internet abuse, trolling, people being mean to them. They ought to get a little bit. Humanity has been on a long grind for survival with a lot of struggle.
And you don't even activate till you're in a struggle.
Exactly. We're designed to handle acute stress. We're designed to respond to attacks and get stronger. The problem is that they don't have a conscience or a heart. They're hollow inside. They're like C.S. Lewis wrote a great book, Men Without Chests. And it was the idea that the modern man, you know, that shows how far masculinity and how quick it was declining. They don't have any robustness to them. They won't stand up on any principle. They don't believe anything. Brian Stelter and those types of people at CNN, they don't have chests. They don't have integrity. They don't have valor. They're not excited by this. They have nothing. So
they don't have will.
With a meme. With a meme, they cave in over a meme. You get memed all the time. We laugh about them.
We love it.
That Alexa video, I remember you.
Because I do have an idiot side of me. I am funny. I am stupid. I revel in that.
Exactly. You were watching the video laughing. We were at your dinner table at your house. And you're playing it like, have you seen this yet, Cernovich? No. So when people meme you, you laugh about it. You think it's hilarious. You post the links out. Because you actually know that what you're doing, it matters. And that if people are making memes about you, that means you're having an impact.
That's right. We got to go to a caller. I mean, so bad. Montoya, then Jeff, then Ryan, then Joe. In fact, everybody gets a free T-shirt. Want to give us your address. T-shirt of your choice for making you hold that long. Infowarsstore.com. Montoya in Boston. Thanks for holding up. Hold you over. But go ahead with Mike Cernovich.
It's quite all right. It's a pleasure to be on. I just wanted to briefly mention a point that you were alluding to earlier, and that is getting rid of some of these Republicans that are in Congress and in the Senate. basically, I wanted to just bring to recollection what it is that we did almost 2 years ago when we, the people, essentially put such pressure on John Boehner to get him to resign. And I remember that was widely recognized, or as you said, Paul Ryan was widely perceived as being a continuation of the same policies. Nothing's changed. And so,
my boy, I'm coming right back to you. You've been holding so long. Hold 3 more minutes and get his name and address, Scott, and send it to us. I want to send him a free T-shirt of his choice and size for holding. Montoya, stay there. We'll have you finish your excellent point straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget to support the broadcast. We have Super Blue, high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste made by the biggest manufacturer of fluoride-free toothpaste in the country. They're the folks that supply Tom's of Maine and several other name brands. It's the same toothpaste, but my dad had a few of the fillers taken out and concentrates added, and then colloidal silver, nano silver, iodine, and of course tea tree oil and peppermint. It's very strong, though. We've been sold out of the bubblegum, quote, flavor. It's naturally flavored, organically flavored. The bubblegum has been sold out for a while. Kids love it, but it doesn't have the tea tree or the peppermint in it. This is really strong, concentrated toothpaste. It's available. It's back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. And we have free shipping. And if you sign up for auto ship on stuff that you're going to need to reorder every 15, every 30, every 60, every 90, out to a year. You can sign up for AutoShip out to a year, and then it's never sold out. Items that are sold out, you sign up for AutoShip, we hold back. If you sign up for 6 months, you know, we hold up, hold back a whole bunch. If you sign up for just a month, we hold back a little bit. So it's there for you with your name on it. That way you can support the broadcast, not forget about it. Go order toothpaste once, sign up to have it delivered every month, every 3 months, every 9 months, every year, and know you're supporting the broadcast. Get high-quality organic coffee. Get high-quality organic shampoo, sunscreen, you name it. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And right now in the month of July, free shipping. That is a big deal on a lot of the items. I mean, some of the items, you know, that has a lot of weight to it, like mouthwash and stuff. Sometimes, you know, the shipping costs as much as the product because we really discount these products. And take our Emirates Essentials, six new products. The company that we're using has over 40. It's one of the top three companies, organic in the nation, at Whole Foods. And the owner's a big fan and lets us private label it. We're not going to compete against them in stores, obviously. That's part of the contract. But we private label an organic brand that's, you know, shampoo is normally $14.95. We sell it for $12. During a sale, it's $9 for something that would be $15. And then you get free shipping. It's amazing. We make $4 when we're having a sale. When we're not having a sale, we make, you know, $6, $7. But I want you to love it. I want you to use the body wash, the shampoo. I want you to use all the Emirates Essentials, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. DNA Force is back in stock. Myco ZX is back in stock. 30% off with the key probiotic biome defense. The two go together like a horse and carriage. All right, we got to go to Montoya, Joe, Jeff, Ryan, Mike, and others. And then I'm going to bring up something really important. I'm going to write a note to Cernovich because he brought it up. And the word is girls. We're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. But first, Montoya, thanks for holding. You bring up the main enemy. We love to make fun of Pelosi, make fun of Michael Moore, all these jokes. Maxine Waters, I don't know which one's goofier and stupider and more evil. Hillary coming back to lead the Democrats, that's manna from heaven. But the big enemy is the Republican establishment, the John McCain's, the Paul Ryan's. What do we do about them?
I think we can start by just going back and just looking at history, learning from our past mistakes and realizing, looking back, what it is that we did to actually to make that happen and how we can implement that on a much larger scale so that way we are really getting rid of the people that are causing the problems that we're facing right now. And, I mean, I've heard people talk about, you know, we want the Democrats too, but then I really think it really is genius to keep some of them in there because they're almost like straw men that they're in there. They can just easily be pushed. So, I mean, I think it's a great thing to have some of those same old figureheads there. But, I mean, really, like, I just think that really we need to just learn from history. And, how is it that we can basically do that once again and get some of these Republicans, these rhinos out? It's the rhinos they got to go, man.
And we have to realize that most countries like North Korea or Russia's been through hell or Venezuela. Venezuela was the second richest country in Latin America 50 years ago. On average, it was as wealthy as the U.S. Argentina was more wealthy than us. It was, the old saying was riches in Argentine or in Argentine. And then socialism came, and they're literal hellholes. Literal hellholes. I mean, up until the 1960s and stuff, Argentina was the place to leave the U.S. for. That's why you go down there. There's so many second, third generation Americans down there. And now they're hellish. Beautiful countries, great culture, great resources. They went socialist. Doesn't matter if you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, Arab, you go under socialism, you enter hell on earth two or three, you know, decades later. It's a fact. Look at Europe. Look what it creates. And we've got to pull out of it. We've got to realize how serious it is. Mike Cernovich, thank you, Montoya.
Yeah, he raises a good point, too, but I want to reemphasize something that you and I talk about a lot is that caller is the information war. He's saying, how do we get them out? Well, he does. By sharing the information, by calling in, by spreading the links, by posting the messages, by posting the videos. You know, we want everybody listening to be involved. Maybe you run for Congress. Maybe you run for mayor, city council. Get these positions.
Yeah, let's say four people are running against the globalist candidate in your area for city council or whatever it is. You run, you get up there in the debates, you don't maybe win first round, but then the other candidate that's better than the other one, you take some away from the really bad guy, and then the good lady wins.
Yeah, and you get the message out. So when Dana Rohrabacher was going to be put up for Secretary of State and then that didn't happen, I was going to run for a seat. So I'm going to run for Congress in the right environment. And whatever happens, I'm going to get the message out. I'm going to get the message out of debt slavery, how we're 50-year-old baby boomers who are liberals are making 18-year-olds sign contracts called student loans that's really no different than debt peonage, and they're taking away the hope of an entire generation of people. One of the greatest travesties being perpetuated on the American people right now is the debt slavery that the baby boomer liberals who won't allow free speech on the college campuses are using on teenagers. So there's all these issues we got to get going on. That's why people got to get involved. You got to hit hard. Make the other people respond to us.
I agree. I've got those key points to ask you in a moment. Where is Donald Trump going wrong? And then the word girls. Those are two key points coming up in a moment. But let's go to these calls first. Let's go to Joe in California, then Ryan, Jeff, and Mike. Joe in California, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mike. I was reading a newspaper recently. It had a whole article on the Amelia Earhart situation with the photo and all that. And it stated that the photo source was an intelligence community asset back, you know, 80 years ago. And my whole thought on this was, given the situation with North Korea, Japan, South Korea, why didn't they, you know, release this over that 80-year period? It probably would have caused some kind of a diplomatic issue with Japan, right? So is it possible that maybe they released this now to create a hiccup for Donald Trump when he's dealing with, you know, Japan?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, Obama sealed the JFK files when he was supposed to release those his second year in office. He made them secret another 20 years. They sit on all this stuff. Why did they release Operation Northwoods a year before 9/11? ABC News, U.S. government planned to bomb its own cities, conduct mass shootings to blame Russia as a pretext for war with Cuba. Why now are they releasing what looks like Amelia Earhart picked up by the Japanese or whatever? Why are they releasing this from an intelligence asset now? Or was it just somebody dug through all the files that after 75, 80 years have been released? Great question, Joe. Cernovich?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust that story. There's something weird going on there, actually. So that's one of those stories when it comes out that I'm reserving judgment on because it's really weird and really suspicious. It just doesn't feel right to me. Something feels off about that, and I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, especially if the Daily Beast is involved.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm very – whenever I hear Daily Beast and Salon, even when they write stuff that I think is true – so New York Mag, for example, wrote a big profile on Steve Bannon, which was remarkable. It makes Bannon look like a great person that he is. But I'm like, it's a New York Mag, though. Is New York Magazine, can anything be trusted in these publications? I just don't even know anymore. Yeah, attack, attack, attack. So this is a really fantastic article I'd read about Bannon.
But they only do it to make Trump. They think it makes Trump jealous. He gets too much attention.
Exactly. So I know it's a psyop. I know right away they want to make it look like, oh, we'll make Steve Bannon get attention again, and then maybe that'll mess with Trump.
Yeah, they're writing that as an elite publication, one of the five or six that officially writes talking points to then be vomited back and forth by all the media to make Bannon another distraction because he's in there helping Trump carry out his America First vision.
Yeah, exactly right. But unless I see something on InfoWars or on Twitter or something, you're like, well, it was in the New York Times or the Washington Post, you know, History Channel, maybe. You know, but I need more evidence than what they're offering. I need some real.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if delicious four square meals came out of the ends of, you know, possums' behinds, we still wouldn't eat it just out of a possum's behind. I mean, it doesn't matter if they say there's a blue sky. We don't believe it because New York Magazine and the New Yorker and all those publications are known enemies of the country. Joe, anything else?
That should be it. I just think it might be deep state, you know.
God bless you. I appreciate the call. All right, let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Utah, then Ryan and Mike. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about something random, if that's okay. Just wanted to thank you for the Brain Force. I've been doing it lately, and it's been great. It's a really great product.
Thank you. We went out and basically looked at stuff that's $50, $60 a bottle that didn't even have as good an ingredients that weren't organic. some of which are drugs in Europe that are known to be healthy and good for your brain, building blocks, and we simply put it out as a nootropic at about half the price of leading competitors, and that's why it's super successful and dominant right now. But thank you so much. What happened when you took Brain Force?
That, but I also want to tell you that I found an alternate use for it. You know, one night I took it right before going to bed, and I had one of the most vivid dreams I've ever had, like in 20 years. And it started getting me to think about dreams and why we dream and the REM cycle and everything. And I'm starting to think that our REM cycle has been diminished because we don't get enough of those nutrients that are in Brain Force. So this is kind of a weird theory of mine.
I was about to say, I'm not the scientist that put it together. It's got a bunch of things that are building blocks in the brain, just base building blocks. So it's not like an artificial system that makes your brain do things artificially. It just gives your brain the basic building blocks it needs.
All right, but what I'm saying is if you take it during the day, that's different than taking it at night, right before you go to bed. You'll have more dreams. And I've given it to people with really bad anxiety, like me and my siblings. Anxiety runs in our family. And it's amazing. Our anxiety has gone down. I'm not saying it's like a panacea, but I don't know if it's, you know, I think it's like, when you're sleeping, you dream because your brain is doing some kind of custodial work with getting rid of neural connections that are not necessary. That's just my own theory. But I'm not a psychologist. The psychologists don't know why we dream. They don't know why we have anxiety, why the rates of anxiety are going up. I think the globalists have taken out alpha GPC from the meat and other things so that we don't dream as much. And
well, they actually know what it is. The brain figures things out, models things. Replenishes nutrients, chemicals, sugars it's needed, and then works through fears and problems it has and basically comes to grip with it. And so a lot of people that have traumatic brain disorders and things, they don't dream. And of course, that's associated with early onset of neurological disorders. And so dreaming is the proof that you're going into the deep REM sleep you need. And absolutely, we don't exercise enough. We don't eat enough raw materials. And we also don't go through enough challenges every day that are actually real. So our brain doesn't like the simulated world. Simulations, television, internet, all of it, hurts the brain in every study. It's universal. But physical things and real things are reading or listening expands the brain. Great points. Thank you for your testimony about Brain Force. It does a lot of amazing things for people. Thank you so much, Jeff, for your support and for holding. We're going to send you a free T-shirt of your choice, or if you like a bottle of Brain Force, just tell the folks and we'll do that. What do you think of what he just said?
An important point, too, is the supplements you sell actually improve lives, and the drugs that CNN and other multi-billion-dollar media conglomerates sell, like statins, actually harm people, but they attack you for helping people help themselves. That just shows you how desperate fake news is. Think about that for a minute.
They've had the Washington Post three times the last year write articles where I sell snake oil. And, I mean, Knockout is L-tryptophan. It is valerian root. It is a dose of melatonin, a moderate dose, and a bunch of other things that are documented to cause chemical reactions in the brain associated with deeper and better sleep. And they even wrote articles in saying coffee that I sell is a fraud, that I'm selling good coffee and that coffee doesn't affect your brain, and I'm a quack. So shampoo that's organic, non-fluoride toothpaste, it's all kooky. Yeah, and laying out on the beach at Cancun's horrible too. And being married to Marilyn Monroe in her prime would be horrible, I'm sure. I mean, it's just like, wow, I sell coffee. Wow. And the Washington Post, owned by the guy that owns Whole Foods, that promotes Prozac and statins and all this crap, I'm bad, when they're owned by the biggest supplement guy in the world. Supplements are $50 billion a year or whatever in the U.S. because they work. Because they work. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I take a couple $100 a month in supplements, and I have for years, and that's why when people look me in the eyes, like, wow, you have such clear, you look clear all the time, you focus and everything, and people accuse me of drugs. I have a very regimented supplement regime. And speak of the devil, Amazon is where I buy a lot of the stuff, but we're reformulating some things. So speak of the devil, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, massive supplement company, but the Washington Post won't say, well, why is Amazon selling supplements? But then they go, why is Alex Jones and InfoWars selling supplements? Even though, and I don't want to tell too much, I've been talking to you and your team about it, And there are really strict quality controls, certificates of insurance, and everything. It isn't just like anybody can sell at the InfoWars store. The quality control and the FDA inspections and regulation are extremely high.
Well, we have the highest level because we know we're a target. Plus, we want to sell the best stuff ever. Now, expanding on this, Biotrue Selenium. This is electrochemical. You talk, folks, if you think Brain Force gives you energy, if you're deficient in selenium, and most people are, just, you know, the FDA says selenium's totally safe and blah, blah, blah. This is the kind of thing I say, watch what you're doing with true organic selenium, because it will blow you away. I mean, just look into selenium and cancer, folks. Look into selenium deficiency and cancer. Just do your own research. It's incredible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, briefly here, because we got to go to break, come back, take more calls. Girls. You hit the buzzword there. I've got three daughters and a son. And you know, I love my son and I care about him, but I genetically worry about daughters more. You want to protect, it's just genetic. And when I look at my daughters particularly, and I think about the New World Order, that's what drives me. And quite frankly, that's when I have just the most outrageous, aggressive thoughts and feelings of not invincibility, but just savage power. When I think about if somebody messes with my daughters, and that's so much of, I'm even tired at like midnight having to work. I just think about my daughters' faces and just have unending energy.
Yeah, the other day I was actually putting my daughter, 7-month-old Syra, into the crib. And I had this vision in my head of all the parents, and I got to be careful, I was almost crying. I thought about all the parents in Syria whose children were murdered because of the Hillary Clinton foreign policy.
Exactly.
And how they want to murder. I just thought, all I want to do is my daughter to have a good life. That's all these people in Syria want, is to have their children.
And then you had a feeling of total commitment against the enemy, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I realized, like, I just had this vision of parents crying and weeping and holding the dead children, and I thought, this is what the deep state wants. This is what they're up against.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our wish of buck was still silver. It's back when the country was strong. Have a little fun here, folks.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Back before that liberal Elvis.
Back before Elvis. Before Vietnam War.
I love old Merle Haggard acting like he was a square. He was anything but. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
Before the Beatles and yesterday.
What a man.
When a man could still work.
And still would. That's a good old song right there. I can slow it down.
Stop the free life.
Start talking old Texas drawl, relaxing back a little bit, drink a little bit of moonshine.
Really over.
Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
I'll be rolling downhill like a snowball headed
for hell. All right, let's get serious. I got more calls to take. I'm only doing 5 minutes of the next hour because the great David Knight's coming in. And I would imagine, Mike Cernovich, we should have gotten into Comey in June. My Trump memos were unclassified. Not a government document. He violated federal law not giving those to the attorney general, period. But now it's admitted they were classified. Comey's private memos on Trump conversations contain classified material. The Hill. So Congress is now saying that. He is in deep doo-doo. I want to get your take on that before we talk to Ryan and Mike. But getting back to women, realizing that Islam oppresses women, and that they're now branding it as the new feminism, and that globalists hate innocence, hate women, hate children. They're targeting our strength, and they're claiming the West is against women when it's been the West that put women on a pedestal, Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, they're death eaters, and they do want to harm children. That's why they want to murder more children. How many children in Iraq have cancer now? Something like 500,000? I can't remember.
It's something like 15% of the babies are totally deformed.
Yeah, from all the lithium and all the batteries and all of the toxins from the bombs and the cluster bombs that are dropped. All these Yemeni children are being slaughtered. The Saudis are murdering Christian children. The Clinton Foundation going into Haiti. Chelsea Clinton stealing money from Haitian orphans. Yeah, they're purely diabolical. And that is why when the fake news media goes after us, I'm so happy. Because their fathers now who've lost their children and mothers who have lost their children because of Madeleine Albright. She said it was worth it. Remember this?
500,000 kids is a good price to pay.
That's worth it. She said it, their own words. And then Madeleine Albright, yeah, she said it. Oh, it's worth it. Who cares?
Briefly, because I want to go to calls here. What do you make of Comey? And, of course, it was classified, but now it's admitted to be classified. He perjured himself, and it was illegal. We have to take the gloves off here. Mueller, all these little Clinton rats, they have to be dealt with.
Well, if I were Trump, what I would do, and I have this whole plan laid out, if they want to, I call it the mother of all media stories. Drive the media crazy. Here's what I would do if I'm Trump. Fire Mueller. He has the power to fire him. Independent counsels are a disaster. Ask Ted Olson, anybody during the Reagan administration. They're a disaster. Bill Clinton, despite being a scumbag, what he was impeached for had nothing to do with what the investigation was about. Okay?
And I think Trump should open an investigation of Clinton and the missile secrets and reactors in North Korea and just start indictments on all of them. Just triple down early on.
And so fire Mueller, pardon Julian Assange, and then just freak the media out. Just go all in.
Oh, have you heard? Folks are saying make Julian Assange the head guy on this new cyber command between the U.S. and Russians that Trump talked about.
And offer him political refugee status. So I would pardon Assange, and I would say you have a refugee status.
What about deporting? Because she says she's not an American. She doesn't want to assimilate. What about deporting as an enemy combatant? She's at Hamas meetings, saying don't assimilate, wage jihad. How about we deport Linda Sarsour?
We need to do something about the Muslim Brotherhood. The flip side, actually, I don't want her out. I want her in. Oh, my gosh.
You want her here running around spewing her. Okay, well, we're going to be back in 70 seconds with phone calls. Mike Cernovich, 5 more minutes, then day but night.
For listening to GCN.
The Titan is coming.
Visit GCNLive.com today.